I reached into my breast pocket for one of my own cards, only then realizing that I did not have any with me. Her name card was made of thin plastic, and it seemed to carry a light fragrance of incense. When I brought it closer to my nose, the smell grew more distinct. No doubt about it, it was incense. The card bore a single line of small black letters. Malta Cano. Malta. I turned the card over. It was blank. While I sat there wondering about the meaning of this name card, the waiter came and placed an ice-filled glass in front of her, then filled it halfway with tonic water. The glass had a wedge of lemon in it. The waitress came with a silver-colored coffee pot on her tray. She placed a cup in front of me and filled it with coffee. With the furtive movements of someone slipping an unlucky shrine fortune into someone else's hand, she eased the bill onto the table and left. "It's blank," Malta Cano said to me. I was still staring at the back of her name card.
"Just my name. There is no need for me to include my address or telephone number. No one ever calls me. I am the one who makes the calls."
"I see," I said. This meaningless response hovered in the air above the table like the floating island in Gulliver's Travels. Holding her glass with both hands, she took one tiny sip through a straw. The hint of a frown crossed her face, after which she thrust the glass aside as if she had lost all interest in it.
"Malta is not my real name," said Malta Cano. "The Cano is real, but the Malta is a professional name I took from the island of Malta. Have you ever been to Malta, Mr. Okada?"
I said I had not. I had never been to Malta, and I had no plans to go to Malta in the near future. It had never even crossed my mind to go there. All I knew about Malta was a Herb Alpert performance of The Sands of Malta, an authentic stinker of a song.
"I once lived in Malta," she said, "for 3 years. The water there is terrible, undrinkable, like diluted seawater, and the bread there is salty. Not because they put salt in it, but because the water they make it with is salty. The bread is not bad, though. I rather like Malta's bread."
I nodded and sipped my coffee.
"As bad as it tastes, the water from one particular place on Malta has a wonderful influence on the body's elements. It is very special, even mystical water, and it is available only in one place on the island. The spring is in the mountains, and you have to climb several hours from a village at the base to get there. The water cannot be transported from the spring. If it is taken elsewhere, it loses its power. The only way you can drink it is to go there yourself. It is mentioned in documents from the time of the Crusades. They call it spirit water. Allen Ginsberg once came there to drink it. So did Keith Richards. I lived there for 3 years, in the little village at the foot of the mountain. I grew vegetables and learned to weave. I climbed to the spring every day and drank the special water, from 1976 to 1979. Once, for a whole week, I drank only that water and ate no food. You must not put anything but that water in your mouth for an entire week. This is a kind of discipline that is required there. I believe it can be called a religious austerity. In this way, you purify your body. For me, it was a truly wonderful experience. This is how I came to choose the name Malta when I returned to Japan."
"May I ask what your profession is?" She shook her head.
"It is not my profession, properly speaking. I do not take money for what I do. I am a consultant. I talk with people about the elements of the body. I am also engaged in research on water that has beneficial effects on the elements of the body. Making money is not a problem for me. I have whatever assets I need. My father is a doctor, and he has placed stocks and shares in a trust for my younger sister and myself. An accountant manages them for us. They produce a decent income each year. I have also written several books that bring in a little income. My work on the elements of the body is an entirely non-profit-making activity, which is why my card bears neither address nor telephone number. I am the one who makes the calls."
I nodded. but this was simply a physical movement of the head. I had